taste great. Civilians love LARPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Bill is talking about certainly one of the things is intravenous vitamin C. And they use intravenous vitamin C simply because you can't take enough vitamin C by mouth. If you do, well, you get intense diarrhea. But if you take intravenous vitamin C on a daily basis, this tends to knock out cancer. And then, of course, the other thing would be ozone treatment. And basically, if there's sufficient oxygen in the body, and so basically you have to get special ozone treatment. Now, do they need special machines for the ozone? Suddenly, how do they get the ozone to the people?
Well, that's normally done with, as you say, some kind of special apparatus where the blood is infused with ozone, which, of course, has an extra oxygen molecule. And so when you put that in the body, you need to have someone, of course, a physician knows what they're doing with it. This is not something you can do it yourself.
Well, you mean you couldn't simply just breathe the ozone?
Well, that has some effect. But from my research, what I've been given to understand is that if you do it that way, you know, you can end up causing problems with some of the veins in your leg for some reason or other. And if you do it IV, it's more effective. You can certainly help. And I would advise people that if they, you know, there are various devices that you can get that ozonate your water. And that would be a good preventative thing to do, you know, where just make sure your drinking water is, of course, purified and then run it through an ozonation process. And that would also be helpful, but it wouldn't help that much if you're already in the midst of having cancer. So, you know, that's part of the problem is there's just so much pollution, so much toxicity in our environment, in our foods. That's why cancer has gone from being like, you know, the ninth leading cause of death back at the turn of the century to now being the number two cause of death. It's because we've allowed our governments and our corporations to just, you know, between chemtrails and factory pollutions and GMOs and all these things, they just made it very hard for people to get a healthy diet and even breathe healthy air.
Okay, fine. So go ahead, right ahead.
Okay, well, another thing, you know, many people know that one of the most devastating forms of cancer is pancreatic cancer. And it's one of the hardest forms to cure, supposedly. And, of course, that's what took Steve Jobs a few years ago. And the thing is that there is a doctor in New York who has found out, as Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, that if you use pancreatic enzymes, you can actually fight this off. And he has had, of course, it involves taking 150 to 300 capsules of pancreatic enzymes per day. Now, that's a lot of pills for most people. But if anybody has ever gone through chemotherapy, you know, that is really, you know, hell. And this, although it involves a lot of pills, he has had remarkable effectiveness in treating pancreatic cancer simply with enzymes. Because, again, because of the modern diet that most people eat, they aren't getting enough enzymes. And, you know, and of course, he's just literally carpet bombing the system with those sort of enzymes that's specifically targeted for the pancreas. Because all you have to do, in theory, is give you enough enzymes to clean up the situation, and you will be in much better shape, you know. So that would be a major component. Okay, let's see. The other thing we mentioned is ultraviolet blood irradiation. This is, again, where they put the blood through a kind of almost like dialysis thing, except this time they use ultraviolet light on it, and that kills all the pathogens in your blood. And then it's put back into your body, and but the advantage to this is that it lets your immune system kind of relax from all the minor stuff that's going through your bloodstream that isn't killed, and so it can concentrate its fire extensively on the cancer instead. So another person that's done really a lot of pioneering work is down in Texas. His name is Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski. And he has come up with a thing of using biologically active peptides. And he has been successfully diagnosing, preventing, and treating cancer since 1967 with this particular methodology. And, he has discovered that basically people who have cancer usually have severely compromised peptides. And we all need peptides. They can be found in a few superfoods like maca and bee pollen and royal jelly. But, basically he has a special treatment that you go to his clinic and receive under medical care. So that would be, he is one of the giants, really, in the field. And he's been fighting with the FDA on and off for years, and he's managed to hold his own. In fact, the last I heard, he's on the verge of having him actually admit that some of his cancer treatments work, which would be an amazing breakthrough. Another thing that's very, very effective, especially for various female cancers, is, oddly enough, mistletoe. Its trade name in Europe is Iscador, and many people are using it for breast cancer very effectively. 60% of cancer patients in Germany are using this as a very effective adjunct treatment in their cancer protocol. And again, in many of these things, Europe, France, Germany are way ahead of America because they aren't being hogtied by the FDA. Now, one other thing that's very good is the selenium treatment. And this, again, is something you would need to go to either a doctor or a chiropractor to receive. But basically, it's an IV treatment where a sugar-like compound is injected IV into your blood. And basically, because cancer loves sugar, what this stuff does, it's kind of like a Trojan horse. It tricks the cancer into pulling this selenium compound into the cells, and then once they're in the cells, they like attack the protective cloak, if you will, that the cancer cells have around themselves. All cancers protect themselves from the immune system, kind of like a cloaking device on Star Trek, so that your immune system can't find them very well. Well, this like blows holes in the cloaking device, so to speak, so that your immune system can find them. Now, here's the thing. Because many cancer patients come to these sort of treatments like selenium, and if they've already run the gamut of conventional medicine, with chemotherapy or radiation or whatever, their immune systems are severely compromised by the chemotherapy and by the radiation. So another part of this selenium treatment is you're given massive amounts of probiotics, which are positive bacteria your gut needs to help you bolster your immune system. And you're also given large amounts of colostrum, which is a immune-stimulating compound that's in the first few hours of the milk that both humans and other mammals give their babies if the mother nurses the baby. And it's very, very powerful. So between this kind of a three-legged stool, if you will, in 3 weeks, many doctors report that many cancers have been totally, diminished or even eliminated just by doing this selenium treatment. And then it's followed up afterwards with an oral version of the same compound.
But it starts out using intravenous then.
Yes. It's begun with usually a three-week course of IV treatment every day, and then on the weekends you get an oral thing, and then after, 3 weeks, then usually the person is well enough along that they can be turned over. And I personally had a doctor friend who uses this stuff say that she saw a woman who had a breast cancer tumor the size of a grapefruit on her upper left chest. It literally kind of collapsed in 3 weeks, and it ended up looking like a donut. The whole interior of the growth just sort of deflated, and then it fell off a week later. And this is without any chemotherapy. So this stuff is pretty amazing, too. There are other things as well. There's, for example, using glutathione and chelation, vitamin C in combination. And see, glutathione is the body's master antioxidant that makes all the other antioxidants work. We've already mentioned vitamin C. And, of course, chelation is a numerous compound. It is usually EDTA, which is a substance that chelates which is from the Greek word for claw, which means that it kind of clears out, scours out stuff in your artery and removes atheroma and plaque, which is also obviously a good thing in terms of healing the body. Let's see, another one that has been very successful is what's called insulin potentiation therapy. This is where you use insulin, which is, of course, a hormone the body needs, in addition to chemotherapy and vitamins and minerals and glucose to help potentiate the chemo. So in other words, it's more powerful, so you don't have to give the patient nearly as much chemotherapy. And of course, that's a good thing, because as anybody that's taken chemotherapy will tell you, chemotherapy is very devastating. I mean, it makes you feel sick. It often makes your hair fall out. It's just horrible to endure. So if you can get away with taking less chemotherapy and have the same effect because it is insulin potentiation, that would be a really good thing. So another one that we've found to be, and this is again more of a preventative thing, is what's called earthing or grounding. And this is a simple thing of just simply walking barefoot, getting in touch with the earth, because the body's system was created, you know, by the Almighty. I mean, obviously Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden were not walking around wearing Nike. And, you know, the problem is that especially since the advent of rubber-soled shoes like Nikes and all the rest, you know, the running shoes, the rubber totally insulates us from the earth. And the earth is a massive source of negative ions. And see, our body needs negative ions because they help de-agglutinate the blood. And what that means is, basically, is that the blood becomes less sticky and it's more easily used to heal the body. So grounding is a very powerful and very cheap thing that you can do to help your health and get rid of cancer.
Well, these are, of course, all treatments that I've used and have been used effectively. Certainly, there's no one that would be popular to everybody. But certainly, we know that certainly Laetrile. I remember when certainly Laetrile was put forward, and it a vicious attack on the doctor that he came up with, but really was a very effective treatment, and they simply destroyed him. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment, I guess, with William Schnevelin. We're talking about cancer treatments that are being actively suppressed by our government or the people who control our government.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed food is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we were simply talking about the advantage of mushrooms, and certainly there are a number of mushrooms that have been very, very effective as far as cancer is concerned. And then, of course, hyperthermia. And certainly in Europe, it's been used, and it helps to actually help the body to fight the cancer. Go right ahead, William.
Yeah. Well, basically, that's kind of the end of that part of the.
Well, no. What about herbs? What about the use of herbs?
Well, yes. Again, herbs are powerful. You know, the Estiac tea is a very powerful thing, which can be used in the early stages, and also in the post treatment stage. And that's a blend of five herbs, including turkey rhubarb and sheep sorrel and burdock, I believe, and a couple others. And that was actually discovered by the Ojibwe Indians and then developed by a Canadian nurse. And it has been used medically for more than 75 years, both in Canada and America. Other herbs that are very powerful would be things like chaparral, olive leaf extract. I have a personal friend who was diagnosed with leukemia, and he used basically chaparral and also red clover tea, and then he did a lot of juicing and changed his diet over to a vegan type diet, and in less than 6 months he got rid of his leukemia just by taking a lot of the chaparral tea, which is of course made from the desert plant chaparral and red clover, and then juicing. So, you know, herbs can be a powerful thing if you're willing to really totally throw yourself into them. But most people, if they've already gone through the cancer normal treatments of chemo or whatever, they would need more than just the herbs. They would probably need to go see, you know, one of these integrative type medical doctors to get one of these IV type treatments.
All right, fine. Now, what about Sydney? The Rife machine, where does that fit in with that?
When I got my training as a naturopathic doctor, that was, you know, like around 15, 17 years ago. At that time, there were a lot of different Rife machines out there, and there was a lot of controversy because they're technically illegal, because his treatment was developed back in the early 30s, and he demonstrated, Royal Rife, that you could cure cancer just by creating certain frequencies and projecting those frequencies into the body. And he had 100% cure rate, but of course the FDA and the government came in and just destroyed his work and basically hounded him, you know, out of the country, I think. And as a result, his notes were destroyed, And so some people claim nobody really knows what the right machine was. And other people say, oh, no, we've got it. And if you want to pay us $2,500, we'll sell you one. So while I don't doubt for a minute that Royal Rife had a genuine cancer cure, I'm just warning people that there are a lot of, like everything else on the Internet, there are a lot of scam artists out there. And I have seen some Rife machines that seem to be very effective. But, you know, it's kind of an iffy thing because, of course, you know, it can't be regulated because it's sort of a shadow thing underneath the radar of the FDA.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. Well, certainly that's a very, very impressive list of the things. Of all of the things, do you think that the IV vitamin C is one of the most efficient things? Or what are your thoughts?
It certainly is. I would say, I'll just say this. If I were diagnosed, you know, God forbid, with cancer, I would probably go the route of the vitamin C IV treatment and combine it with the salicylium treatment. Because those are both somewhat most in almost any state of the union. And I mean, especially in your state, Dr. Stan, because there's an awful lot of ACAM, alternative integrative doctors in California, that would do that. You know, that's what I would recommend. And then do the other things that we've mentioned, especially the mushrooms, and some of these herbs as like an adjunct to the core treatment. Because I think, you know, it's not something you want to fool around. Cancer is obviously very dangerous. But on the other hand, the cures that the AMA offer are usually worse than disease. And that's the problem, is most people, they won't say this, but most people actually die from the after effect of the chemotherapy rather than actually dying from the cancer.
Okay, now if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is William Schneblin, and we're talking about treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed. Why would anybody want to suppress a treatment for cancer? Oh, they want to keep you away from quacks. And, of course, but basically, why, of course, many of these cancers, like cancer of the pancreas, 2% five-year survival, and yet, of course, if you get it treated by the alternative methods, or 40 or 50% of five-year survival. But, of course, the government's here to help us. Remember that. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question, have a comment.
Miracles and products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today.
A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is William Sneblin. Now we have Ann on the line calling from Kennewick, Washington. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But before we go on, William, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to your ministry?
Absolutely, yes. Our ministry is With One Accord, and our website is withoneaccord.org, withoneaccord.org. And that's where we have a lot of free information, both relating to health and also relating to spiritual matters, and because really the two are often intertwined. And we have a lot of DVDs and books, including this new cancer DVD that we've been discussing this evening. So, yes, we certainly welcome if you want to pay us a visit.
Okay, fine. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Ann calling from Kennewick, Washington. Hi, Ann. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi there. Yeah, I listen to you all the time. I love you. I love your show. I look forward to it every night. He was talking about that for cancer. My husband's mother-in-law has... She has cancer of the uterus. She said something about vitamin C and selenium. I couldn't understand that. Maybe you could spell that.
Well, I had vitamin C, then what was the other? There was selenium.
What I mentioned, I think she's thinking of was salicinium.
Salicinium, right.
Yes, and treatment.
Can you spell that with an A or S?
S-A-L, I think it's I-C-I-N-I-U-M.
Does that start with an S or with a T?
Salicinium starts with an S.
S, okay, salicinium.
And let me just say this.
Okay, salicinium, like that, okay.
Yeah, in the end of our DVD, we have a list of both books and also the websites of the various places where you can receive these treatments, including the salicinium treatment.
Uh-huh.
And actually, ma'am, that treatment originated in Washington.
Really?
So I forget the city. But I understand you're from Kennewick, Washington. I used to minister out there, and I believe they're actually in somewhere in the greater Seattle area, the people that invented this concept. So, you know, if you check out the DVD, or we hope to have the information also available, hopefully within 12 hours on our website, you can access it there as well under free resource.
Uh-huh.
And once again, what is the website?
It's withoneaccord.org.
Withoneaccord.org. And do you think you'll have this up by tomorrow?
That's our prayer. Yes, we had a few unforeseen delays in editing it and everything, but it should be up by tomorrow.
Anything else, Anne, you'd like to know about?
Well, about the cancer of the uterus.
Oh, you have cancer of the uterus, or who?
No, my husband's mother-in-law. Mother.
Mother-in-law, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually that sort of thing is hormonally driven. And, you know, I mean, usually that kind of cancer comes from the fact that one's hormones are out of balance and all of that. And any of these treatments would probably work just as well for that as for most other cancers. But I would look into the compound I mentioned that's called Iscador. That's I-S-C-A-D-O-R. It's a compound that's made from mistletoe. And it seems to be effective more so for female-oriented, like either cervical or uterine or breast cancer. So I'm not sure if you get, pardon me?
Mistletoe, like they put under a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's made from that. You can't just use the mistletoe because that's actually a poisonous herb, but you can use this compound that's derived from it. And I'm not sure
what was
available
the compound derived from it?
I'm sorry, what was your question, Ann?
What was the compound derived from mistletoe?
It's called Iscador, I-S-C-A-D-O-R.
Iscador, okay.
Iscador, okay.
And basically, I would simply go to With One Accord website and pull this down, hopefully tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
With
it's
One Accord.
One Accord website?
Yes, With One Accord.
With One Accord.
That's the website.
With One Accord?
Yes.
Like A-C-O-R-D?
Yes.
A-C-C-O-R-D.
With One Accord. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
very
you.
Good. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, if you have any questions. Now, Sydney, what sort of response have you gotten from putting out your DVD and putting out this information?
Well, we've gotten, you know, a lot of really positive reactions. We've been selling dozens, if not hundreds of them, and people are just amazed. That's why we've been working very, very feverishly to get this. We're going to have this thing uploaded where people can, you know, just get the treatment part of the information from my outline just for a download on our website. And it's been a very, very positive response. Of course, I think we had one person say that I'm a nut. But, you know how that is. Anytime you're talking about any sort of conspiracy, people think you're a nut because they can't imagine anybody would be evil enough to deliberately, you know, repress cancer cures. But unfortunately, there are people out there that are evil enough to do that very thing.
All right, fine. And so basically, now, is this straight regular vitamin C, or is this a specific type of vitamin C compound that's given?
Well, I believe, you know, and again, this is something you'd have to go to some sort of physician to get, but as I understand it, it's pure vitamin C. It's ascorbic acid. And that's why it needs to be done IV, because, as you mentioned, the stomach doesn't tolerate it well beyond a certain number of grams per day. And, but, you know, Linus Pauling, who was a Nobel laureate, he discovered many, many years ago that vitamin C was powerful against even the common cold, to say nothing of cancer. And many, many people, just by doing the IV treatment of vitamin C, have knocked their cancer for a loop.
All right, fine. Now, basically then, as far as if... You're actually getting a pretty good response to this. Is there any additional information that you have that you'd like to get to the cancer patients? What about diet? How important is diet?
Well,
how important is giving up sugar? How important is giving up meat or dairy products?
Well, yeah, that's a very good question. And in the DVD, we talk about this in great length, but cancer is often diet-related. And more research has come out to indicate that, you know, eating animal products, meat, fish, dairy, you know, and so on, can greatly increase your risk of cancer, especially if you aren't eating very many vegetables and fruits. And, of course, unfortunately, the standard American diet, I mean, the thing I grew up on and most baby boomers grew up on was basically like meat and potatoes, and everybody's idea of a vegetable is ketchup. You know, and that just doesn't work because the body thrives on green leafy vegetables. And so the one thing you mentioned in passing, many cancer therapists have discovered that sugar is a major culprit and that many people have found that just by eliminating sugar, and you can't, of course, eliminate all of it, but if you eliminate, like, sweet treats, you know, like table sugar and candy bars and cookies and things like that, you can really start starving your cancer, because the best theory I have found is that cancer is basically needs sugar to live, and that if you cut down the sugar to just basically the natural sugars that are in vegetables, you know, and whole grains, and even those are kind of iffy because nowadays it's hard to get good, pure, healthy grains. They've all been tampered with. that alone will help a lot. And many people will talk about the China study, which was this monumental study done by Dr. Campbell over in China, where they took the largest sample in the history of the world, you know, because obviously China's the largest country in the world. They just discovered that the more plants people ate, if they get their animal product intake, again, meat and dairy, down to like 10% or less of their overall diet, the cancer rate just dropped like an elevator. And, of course, that's how almost everybody used to eat. I mean, like 100 years ago or so, when we were not all as rich as we are now, meat was only eaten on special occasions, unless, of course, you happen to be a cattle farmer or something. And, you know, these kind of rich foods were more or less only used like for holidays or family get-togethers. And otherwise, people ate kind of what I call the Daniel diet. You look at the book of Daniel. And Daniel was unwilling to defile himself with the king's food, and he ate pulp, which is most Bible scholars think was kind of lentils and beans and things like that. And what does the Bible say? It says his countenance shone with health, whereas the people were eating all this, you know, probably there was some pork and meat in that food that they were eating in Babylon. They all looked bad, and Daniel and his young friends looked good. And I think the lesson is that if we eat closer to nature, and are sparing with our use of animal products, you're going to be a whole lot healthier and a whole lot less likely to get cancer.
Well, now, is broccoli something that's important as far as our diet?
Yes. Broccoli, and especially broccoli sprouts, are very rich in indole C3 carbonyl and also in a compound called sulforaphane. And that is why some people, when they eat broccoli, they get a little bit of gas from it, because their body isn't handling it very well. But that's not the point. The point is that compound, sulforaphane and I3C, are very powerful in terms of fighting cancer. And that's why if you eat a lot of broccoli and also the other cruciferous vegetables like cabbage and kale and Brussels sprouts, things like that, cauliflower, those are powerful natural foods you can eat, to get rid of cancer. Because the thing people understand is almost everybody has a little bit of cancer in their body. And if they eat right, and if you eat plant-based foods, they make your body more alkaline. If you eat meat and dairy, they make your body more acid. And see, both cancer and viruses love your body to be acid in its environment. And healthy people are more alkaline in their environment. And most people that study this stuff will agree that an alkaline environment will prevent cancer from getting past the tiniest, most rudimentary stages. And that's what we want. Because in the world we live in nowadays, just breathing the air, we're going to get some free radicals, we're going to get some cancer-causing compounds. But if we can just keep it to like one tiny fraction of 1%, it's never going to be able to kill us. And that's what diet is all about, restricting the sugars, restricting the meats and the dairy, and especially the pork, because the Bible says that's a big no-no, and I figure that's the user manual for the human race, so let's follow it. You know, that is the best way to make sure you are less likely to get cancer.
Well, now, how about a chicken and turkey? Is that meat? Is that good for you? Is that okay?
Well, it is good for you, but I would say, again, in moderation.
All right. Now, what about fish?
Well, there you've got a double-edged sword, because normally the fish oils are very good for you, the omega-3 oils, but on the other hand, we polluted our ocean to the point that, you know, many of the larger fish, you know, like tuna and shark, are full of mercury. Now what we're being told is that smaller fish, you know, that don't live as long and that don't get as large, they are safer to eat. But the other thing is, make sure we all know salmon is quote unquote good for you, and it's true, but make sure it is wild caught. Any ocean type fish you buy, make sure it's wild caught, and that's going to make it more expensive. But the problem is that if you don't see that on the label, what we're learning is that almost all the fish we're getting now in America come from China, and they're processed in China, and they're like grown in like literally feces. And it's disgusting. And we all have heard stories about various things we get from China are full of contaminants. Well, so are the fish. And you will find, if you look carefully at the packaging of whether it's frozen fish or fresh fish, if you see China mentioned as the source of it, don't buy it. Make sure your salmon or your haddock or your cod, which are probably some of the, and tilapia are some of the more healthy fish you can eat, they should be wild caught. And if it doesn't say that on the package, don't buy it, because if it's a farm-raised fish, it's either going to have pollutants in it or it's going to have hormones in it and antibiotics in it, because it's kind of like the, if you will, the feedlot version that they do with cattle, except now they're raising fish that way. See, it's all about greed. It's all about people trying to make a fast buck at the expense of the health of the American consumer, and we're paying for it with our lives.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest this evening has been William Sneblin. It's been a fascinating hour. Sydney, William, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes for you to wrap up the program. What's the parting thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners? And once more, get your website out there.
Well, sure. Just at the beginning, we'll say that. And the website is www.withoneaccord.org, WITHONEACCORD.org. And that's where we have all our materials, both free downloads and also DVDs and books for sale. I would think, just to say one other thing about this terrible subject, it's important to understand there's always a spiritual component to these things. I mean, the Almighty is our healer. Any doctor who claims to be a healer doesn't know what he's talking about. At best, he can be a facilitator of that healing. But the actual healing is always done by heaven. And there are certain things in your life, and again, I'm not saying that the people that get cancer are because they're sinners or something or other, but sometimes, you know, roots of bitterness, sometimes unforgiveness, these kind of things, the Gospels tell us, can cause torment, can cause inner turmoil, and these things can lead to things like cancer if we don't forgive people. You know, because the Lord's Prayer tells us, you know, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Amen to that. Well, right now we have Charlie calling from Cincinnati. Charlie, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Excellent program, by the way. I wanted to ask the guest what he thought of SCAC that originated in Canada, and also does fasting for a few days help cleanse the body to fight cancer?
We mentioned that a little bit, SCAC. That's a very good herbal compound. Yeah, it's very good. It'd be good to take as a preventative, or if you're in the very earliest stages. I'm sorry, I forgot what the other question was.
Basically,
does fasting help?
Oh yeah,
the body.
Fasting, you know, is an excellent way. I usually do it one day a week to kind of let your body kind of tune itself up a little, and plus it's good for prayer to do a little fasting.
Okay, Charlie, we're out of time, but thank you so very much for calling, and bye-bye. Okay, fine, I guess it's been William Sneblin. Bill, thank you very much for being with us. Fascinating. I'm looking to forward to having that list available. I think it's important for our listeners to have access to it.
Absolutely.
We'll be back.
Have it there tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed that program with William Snevlin. We're going to put together a 4-CD set on cancer with Dr. Russell Blaylock and Bill Snevlin. Information, I think, that you need to have to be able to address what's going on in the world today. If you have cancer, you know somebody else who does have cancer, alternative treatments and how important adequate and proper diet is as far as dealing with cancer. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out across America who listen to our programs and who agree with us to help us finance and maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, where we're going to bring the information you're not going to get through the controlled media, because the media in the United States is controlled. There's 6 major corporations, that's in the AOL, Time Warner, the Bertelsmann, which is a German corporation, Viacom, which controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, that's in the Comcast, which controls NBC, Rupert Murdoch, which controls Sydney publications all over the world, but he controls the London Times, he controls the Wall Street Journal, he controls Fox, and Sydney. These 6 corporations control 90% of the major outlets and largely determine what the American people will read in books and read in newspapers and read in magazines, certainly what they will see on television and certainly what they will hear on radio, ultimately what the American people believe. Our job is to try to bring the truth to the people because, of course, basically the media is controlled by the corporations that tie into what I call the Brotherhood, a small elite group of very, very wealthy people like Rupert Murdoch. And, of course, they're the people who run the world. And their loyalty is not to America. Their loyalty is to this idea of bringing about a one-world government and then destroying Christianity because, of course, they hate Christianity, which is why suddenly we are funding over in the Middle East, we're funding the ISI and Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood. We are killing Christians, and they've killed millions of Christians over there already. But our tax dollars, and where is the outcry from the American Christians, and it's deafening in its silence. And I really remember that God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice won't sleep forever. And that was, of course, the words of Thomas Jefferson. But I'm firmly convinced God is going to bring terrible judgment on America. And there's going to be terrible suffering here because the Christians of this country have not spoken out against certainly the policies of our own government. And that's not our government. It's the elite group that controls our government. But if they have not spoken out against the fact that we are financing the murder and torture and brutalization of Christians throughout the world, and our job, if there's any way we possibly can, is to certainly get the truth out. And certainly there are organizations over there that are trying to help the Christians, and we should be helping those groups. So if you're in a position to help us get the information out, the truth, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're suddenly in a position to actually help finance Radio Liberty, we need your financial support. And you can do that simply by joining the Radio Liberty family, by donating, by using our products, either our health products, our soap products, or, and you can get all the information on our website at RadioLiberty.com. Tell others about our program. Encourage people to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So please pray for America. Remember our number, Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Terry Cook and another fascinating program here at Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Terry L. Cook. Hi, Terry. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, you sound great. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm doing as well as can be expected under the dire circumstances.
Yes.
So what are we going to be talking about tonight?
Well, we're going to be talking about Ordo Ab Kaio, Doctor, and that's just about to hit America in full force. So let's get our fine listeners ready as much as we can verbally for what is about to hit America, Dr. Stan.
And basically what you're saying is we're moving into a period of unrest, a period certainly of demonstrations, a period of the beginning of the breakdown of the structure of society. Is this what you're suggesting?
Yes. A complete breakdown of everything, a complete upside-down paradigm shift from God's old order for the past 6,000 years into a new world satanic communist order under the Antichrist. That's what's coming. That's why the Bible calls it a tribulation period, and references a total of 7 years, the last 3.5 years of which are called the Great Tribulation by Jesus in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13. And he says, when we see all the signs specified in those books I just cited, that will be the worst time the world has ever known, never to be repeated again. And all prophetic events, all prophetic utterances throughout 6,000 years of Bible prophecy will conclude and wrap up during this one final generation. Dr. Stan, there is no doubt in my mind whatsoever that we are that generation. And when I lectured in Orlando, Florida, a few months ago, I titled my lecture there, "We Are the Beast-Tech Generation."
Well, now, don't you think that, Sidney, before we get to that final 7 years, we're going to have a war and other things, and a lot of terrible things happening before we get to that last 7 years?
Yes, those events you just cited, Dr. Stan, will usher in the chaos needed for the entire world to realize that it needs a Messiah. And only true born-again Christians will realize that this so-called needed Messiah, who may even be brought in by the UFO Space Brothers, and then have his white horse unloaded, perhaps even at the White House. Who knows the way things are going? I'm telling you, it's really exciting and scary. But the world has to need a phony Messiah, a false Christ, as it were. And that's who this guy is going to be. But he'll have unusual powers, demonic powers from hell. God will allow that. And it says, if it were possible, he would deceive the very elect of God with his mesmerizing utterances and miracles, which he will perform after he saves the world from World War III and all the events we just mentioned.
All right, fine. Well, of course, our guest is Terry Cook. And talking about this, I think the fact that we're moving into very, very difficult times, as sort of we're told that there will be this final 7 years. But before that, there's going to be a tremendous amount of unrest. And I really do believe this is what we're going to be moving into. And I believe probably there will be a financial collapse. I believe probably we're going to have an EMP effect, and we're going to destroy the electronic infrastructure of our society. We have no inside information. We're going to have to wait and see what God has planned. But there is a plan, and it's being carried out today.
While the storm clouds.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month. and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly Terry is saying that he believes, of course, we're in the final stages of the final events that are prophesied before, of course, we get to that seven-year period. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Rita calling from Seattle. Rita, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I have a question for Terry Cook. I love listening to you. About before all this happens, you know, what you're talking about, do you think there's going to be the rapture? That's what I think first before.
Well, but to see the rapture comes afterwards. I think there are too many Christians who, honestly, if we're going to get rapture, we're not going to have to go through anything different. Where does it say that in the Bible? We're not going to have to go through suffering.
It's going to be caught up. We're going through it right now. So God's kids are going to be kept from the hour of testing, I believe.
How would you respond to Rita, who thinks that we're going to be raptured any time?
Well, Rita,
soon. I think it's soon.
Well, Rita, I grew up a Baptist in my mother's home when I was a young lad. I'm 67, not so young anymore, but. My father was kind of neutral, having grown up in a Mormon family in Salt Lake and then having rejected it entirely. But he loved the Lord, and he gave me a King James Bible when I was 8 years old, and I had that until I left the Navy after Vietnam. Bottom line is, my mother was taught as a Baptist pre-trib rapture. And then I subsequently, when I really became born again in the early 90s, Rita, I attended Hal Lindsey's church. He was my pastor for 3 years, and as you know, Hal Lindsey wrote the book, The Late Great Planet Earth, and Hal's a very fine man. I believe he's in Tulsa, Oklahoma now, still doing
That's
television.
Great.
So I studied all that, and Rita, quite frankly, I hope they're right, 1 Thessalonians 4.
Yeah, right.
I hope everybody who thinks that way is right. I mean, look, I'm not a fool. I'm not stupid. I'm an ex-Army National Guard officer. I'm an ex-Navy man during Vietnam, enlisted. I did 6 years in a police car in Los Angeles. I've been hurt, not seriously. I've been beaten up by criminals, not seriously. But I don't like pain.
Yeah, I love you. I love that.
You see?
Neat.
And I hope every fine preacher who espouses that theory, and it is a theory, we don't know exactly when. So,
we're commanded to know the season. We're in the season. I know that. And they say man can't, they can sure figure out the weather, but they can't discern the sign of the time.
Yes.
And this is the sign, you know. Have you ever heard of Marcus Blitz?
Yes, ma'am. And see.
Okay, well, he's saying this year, it's like a Jewish wedding, the rapture. It's like 7 years, you know, we're going to be gone for the honeymoon, but and it's in the fall of the trumpet.
Okay.
Trumpet,
yes,
fall.
All of which is right. Now, however, here's, when I lectured with Prophecy in the News in Florida recently, They made me commit by email that I would not disagree with the rapture theory being pre-trib. And listen, my philosophy is not to do that. However, you know, there are three major theories. I think post-trib rapture theory is ridiculous because why would the Lord wait till the middle of Armageddon in order to yo-yo us up and then send us back?
Right.
You know, but mid-trib is very viable, and I'm kind of right in there someplace. I don't know. But here's nobody knows, Rita. So here's
Rita. If certainly the terrible suffering comes for the Christians, and that we have to go through the first part of the tribulation, an awful lot of Christians are going to lose their faith. That is why I do believe that certainly we should not speculate on this. It could well be a mid-trib rapture, and you don't know, and I don't know. But you insist it's a pre-trib rapture, and you have no basis at all in that of the Scriptures. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, fine. Go right ahead, Terry.
Well, and one more thing, Rita, now that you're off the phone line, and again, I hope they're all right. I do. I don't want to be here. On the other hand, Dr. Stan is absolutely correct. What if those people are off? We don't know. The finest human minds in the world were designed by God, and he's given us a lot of insight, but he says we won't know the exact day and hour, but we will know when it's near. And you correctly cited Matthew 24, Rita, and other scripture that says we read the signs that it's all very near. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that the so-called rapturo event, you know, rapturo is the word from which that came, and actually rapturo is the word that means to be caught up. And so we call it the rapture these days, but rapturo is the word from which it came, and it means to be caught up, 1 Thessalonians 4, in the twinkling of an eye. We don't know that when it's going to happen. So what Dr. Stan is right. A lot of Christians who have their suitcases packed and they're ready for the rapture may be off. And if they are off, Rita, then what are they going to do? What's going to happen to their faith? Are they going to starve to death? Are they going to suffer more than they would if they had prepared a little bit? Because we don't know exactly.
And basically, of course, the whole pre-trib rapture says, well, why should I make any preparations? I'm not going to be here for anything bad. And I will tell you that suddenly we are going to go through terrible, terrible times long before that 7 years comes. And, of course, the pre-trib says that they were going to be raptured out at the beginning of the 7 years. I believe before then there's going to be major wars and suffering and the breakdown of the structure of our society. And basically, an awful lot of Christians are going to lose their faith. This is the problem. Okay, let's go right now. We have Joe calling us from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, am I on the air?
You are on the air.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan, and hello to your guest. And I'd just like to share some scriptures regards to...
Well, I really don't want to get into a lot of scriptures. We have one brief scripture.
No, not a lot of scriptures. It's just you were just talking about... I'm not going to give you a whole chapter, verse by verse. I just got a few verses from...
All right, fine. Go ahead.
The book of Daniel, as well as Matthew.
Just give us one of them.
It does sound like this here rapture is going to be at the end of time where all who are in the grave shall rise. And it's Daniel chapter 12, and it's just two verses, actually. And it says here, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, which is a very similar statement that was just recited before. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Now here's the verse that I think says when is the rapture, it's the end. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. So that to me sounds like this tribulation is going to be shortened, as it says in Matthew, and if it was not shortened, the elect's sake would not be saved. So the tribulation will be shortened, and when it does, that's when the rapture will happen, and everybody who's in the grave, be they everlasting shame or to everlasting wisdom and, you know, brightness.
Okay, thank you very much, Joe. Go right ahead, though, Terry, pick up the story.
Well, Joe, that's very correct. And Jesus actually quoted Daniel and verified that Daniel was his prophet. So when Jesus quoted that, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, he basically was quoting what Daniel had been given directly from the Lord as a vision of those times, you see. So that's why Scripture is so coherent. And we can actually count on those things happening, because when God in the flesh, God Emmanuel, Jesus was here, he verified what all the other prophets said and verified that that indeed was the word of God. So, but again, now, Joe, I know you can't respond because you're off the air right now, and I appreciate you very much, appreciate Rita very much. But, Joe, I hope it happens. But now, here's the Boy Scout motto. And, Joe, if you were a Boy Scout, Rita, you're probably a Girl Scout. I don't know. I enjoyed the cookies, I'll tell you that much. But the old motto was always be prepared. So we don't know exactly. And as adamant as pre-tribbers tend to be, they still really don't know. The finest minds really don't know. It's up to God. Leave that to God. I don't know. I'm ready. And one of the ways in which you can be ready is to shave your head like mine, Dr. Stan, because if you're bald, you're much more aerodynamic. And when the trumpet blast occurs, you go up in one twinkling of an eye with a bald head and two twinklings of an eye with hair on your head. So, Stan, get that razor out, Doc.
Okay. But I think that because the pre-tribulation rapture is neutralizing an awful lot of Christians.
Yes.
I would like to think that they we're not going to go through any suffering. I don't believe that for one minute.
No.
I believe God is going to bring judgment upon people like Rita and Joe, because what are they doing about the persecution of the Christians? In fact, the Christians are being killed all throughout the Muslim world by the radical Islamic movement that is being financed with their tax money. Are they speaking out against that? Are they doing anything at all other than waiting to be whisked away? Well, I believe God brings judgment upon people, and men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. And I think both Rita and Joe are failing to oppose the evil that's going on. But you may disagree. If you do, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Terry Cook. We're talking about, I think, the difficult times that lie ahead.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinex promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinex. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Here. Okay, fine. And Sydney, my wife, basically, Terry Cook, is talking about Sydney Chuck Missler. And Chuck Missler, Sydney, adamant about the pre-trib rapture, and yet, of course, he's left the United States to go live in New Zealand. He's into his late 80s. His wife is ill. If he really believes we're going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens, why is he over in New Zealand today? It's a good question to ask. I love Chuck. He's a good personal friend. But I think that Chuck really believes that we're in for some very, very difficult times. He thinks he's going to be safer there. So why are all the rest of the Christians just sitting around saying, I'm going to be raptured? I'm not responsible. I don't have to be involved with the fact that my tax money is being used to kill Christians all throughout the Muslim world. And we've slaughtered several million over there with our tax money, with the radical groups we're funding. But that's not my responsibility, because I'm going to get raptured away. And let me tell you, the scriptures tell us that the broad is the gate. But, of course, very few people are going to get through it because, of course, they have not done what was correct. Well, let's go to John calling us from Spokane, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. John, do you have a question or comment?
Well, more a comment than anything. Chuck Missler, I've listened to him many times on the radio, and he has a lot of good things to offer. However, I believe in his early days when he was becoming more serious as a Christian, he sat under the tutelage, I guess you'd say, of the fellow who wrote the late Great Planet Earth, who's
Paul Lindsay,
who you mentioned
earlier. Yeah, they're very good. Terry. They're very good friends, John. They're like brothers.
Right. And so you can't really blame him too much for, because he sat under that teaching and he absorbed it in a certain sense. However, I think that the Bible will sort out this issue eventually, not to mention events happening on the earth.
John, you know, let me interrupt just for a minute. Look how much time we've already consumed discussing whether or not the rapture is this or the rapture is that. See, it's the single most divisive issue in modern Christianity. In Christendom today, you have this group discussing that they actually become enemies over their philosophy. I know people with PhD degrees, doctors of theology, who are basically have become enemies with people who hold a pre-trib rapture position. Now, isn't that just flat nonsense? Should we be, as Christians, enemies with one another because we don't believe one rapture theory as opposed to another? You see, far too much time is being wasted on that nonsense. Now, okay, there, as Stan said, there are Christians being cut up, murdered, brutally tortured all over the world as we speak right now. Okay, Satan's people, sure, the Muslims, who hate our guts because they hate God, and they have a satanic demon in them. And that's what is really motivating them. They have Satan inside them, and they call us the great Satan in America, when indeed it's their so-called theology, which is Satan's theology from hell. And so it's now in America. Communism has taken over the White House. We have a communist Islamic Brotherhood Muslim president. And he's eliminated most of the patriot Christians from the military and the White House and everything else, and he's bringing in Muslim communists. And I've been saying for years that the Antichrist will be a comrade, a communist, and a Muslim. And 6-7 years ago, when I tried to lecture at a church, they told me I was crazy. Well, I'm still crazy after all these years, but it's interesting that I can't be too crazy, apparently, because it's all happening now exactly as I studied and expressed years ago. You see, so why don't we stop wasting airtime discussing when the rapture may or may not happen, and why don't you go down to Costco and bag 20 pounds of rice, get some beef there so your family will eat when the economy collapses, and perhaps you have not been raptured.
Let John get his word in. John, what would you like to say?
Certainly. Well, I have to first say that I tend toward the post-tribulational perspective in contradistinction to Chuck Missler, even though I think he's a good teacher.
Oh, he's a fine teacher.
If I may, I want to say, I want to give you a verse that's seldom heard on this issue. It's Mark chapter 13, verses 24 to 27, it says, "But in those days after the tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in the heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory, and then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds."
Okay, hold on, hold that thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month
and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
John, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
I just wanted to repeat that reference so that people can look it up for themselves. It's Mark chapter 13, verses 24 to 27, where it indicates that the great gathering of the saints will occur after the tribulation.
Or at least after some terrible things do happen. Okay, very good, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
How would you respond to John's remarks, Terry?
Well, there again, I'm closer to that than pre-trib at this point in my life, Dr. Stan. And but there again, I really don't want to take any more calls on it because for the last 40 years, people have been debating this, and we're getting closer and closer to some really evil things that Americans will find incomprehensible and terrifying and frightening because they've had it so good for so long. Now, I hate to use this expression. I'm a pilot, and I have 3,000 hours and a jet license, and I was going to be an airline pilot at one time. That was my goal. Never made it because the economy flopped at the time I was ready. But I do have an airline transport jet pilot's license, 3,000 hours, and I'm a flight instructor in all categories except helicopters. I don't fly anymore, but I own my own airplane for 10 years. Now, I've said all that to say that flight instructors used to have an expression that when things are going good in an airplane, that you're flying along, and their expression was, "Hey, there I was at 20,000 feet flying along, fat, dumb, and happy." Now, it had nothing to do with physical, with being physically fat, Dr. Stan. It just meant that everything was at peace. The airplane was flying itself. It was on autopilot. There was no emergency. Everything was just fine. And then all of a sudden, something happened, and pilots called those frightening events white knuckle experiences because you got both hands on the control yoke, and it's so terrifying, like an engine blowing up or a prop falling off and coming through your windshield, something like that. That's that terrifying. It's a white-knuckle experience because the blood leaves your hand, you see. Now, that's a good analogy to basically state what I think is going to happen to many Christians who are expecting the rapture. Right now, America is flying along, as it were, fat, dumb, and happy. That's the expression. Now, many people are fat, unfortunately, literally, And that's another issue, but I mean this in the proverbial sense. You know, we're fat, dumb, and happy. We're basically a dumbed down, lazy, uninformed nation by design, and we're unready for anything. For example, I'm going to share a little bit of communist text, and you know, people say. I've go on radios, or at least I used to. I've retired from every radio show but you, Stan. You're the only one I'm still doing, okay?
And I do appreciate your willingness to come on with us.
And thank you. And so I just want people to know that communism is Satanism. And since 1917, the communists, who are Satanists in disguise, because Karl Marx was a Satanist, Lenin was a Satanist, even Hitler, a so-called Nazi socialist, was a Satanist, and on and on and on. And the point is that communism is really Satanism, and it will be the world government of the New World Order. I have proven that beyond a reasonable doubt, not via a preponderance of the evidence, which is used in a civil court of law to prove a case of 51% or more, but I've proven it beyond a reasonable doubt. There's nothing except to God that's beyond any doubt at all, that's doubtless. But to men, in our minds, we try to prove things, good investigators try to prove things beyond a reasonable doubt, and indeed that's the burden of proof by which people are actually executed for their crime. So I want you to know that I've proven beyond a reasonable doubt that the things I try to share with folks that they don't want to hear, they don't want to listen to, and that's another reason I'm retiring. I just turned 67, and the Lord told me to basically wash my hands. I'm done. 25 years, I'm done. I'm finished. And Stan, you're the only radio show I will do until you don't want me anymore. But beyond that, I am retired. I'm writing no more. I'm speaking no more. I'm going nowhere. You're the only show I'll be doing until you no longer want me. But beyond that, my hands are clean. I've washed my hands for 25 years. I've been out saying this. I've been called a nut, a wacko, a weirdo, an extremist. And you know what? I'm just a little bit tired of it all. And I'm going to share with people what's happened to their minds that they're really not aware of, okay? And how close are we to the break?
We've got about 12 minutes before we're over the program.
Okay. Because the communists said many, many years ago what they were going to do to us, and this is a long-term plan. It's transgenerational, folks. And the reason their conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy, wherever two or more gather together to plan something illegal, that's the definition of a criminal conspiracy. And we have a criminal conspiracy. People argue about whether or not there is a criminal conspiracy. They don't even know how to define it. But indeed, there is. It's there. And I have had people tell me I'm a conspiracy nut and everything else. And I am so sick of it. Our minds are gone. In this nation, our minds are gone. And it's beyond repair at this point. Our minds are gone. Collectively, as a nation. And there are a few souls like us out there still on the radio, but not for much longer. Okay? And we're preaching all this stuff, and even our own brethren are calling us nuts and wackos and weirdos and arguing with us and disagreeing and everything. Now, you know, I'm not saying everything we say is uttered perfectly correct and perfectly right. I'm not saying that at all. But generally, we are the old school teachers who don't want to be listened to anymore because the truth is now being thrown in the trash and every lie in the world is being accepted, okay? That's where we are today, and that's why our minds are mush and we're incapable of, by design, we're incapable of really standing to oppose what Dr. Stan said earlier, standing in the gap. Instead of packing your bags and waiting for the rapture, we have let our country be taken over from the inside by radical communist Islamics who are planning our destruction immediately. Immediately. This is coming like a flood immediately. Now, by that, could be a couple of weeks, could be a couple of months. I doubt if it'll be much more than a year. And I hope I'm wrong. I'm not a prophet. I don't profit much from it. I guarantee you that. But the communists said in 1931 that in order to take America over and kill us, they would first have to put us to sleep by orchestrating a glasnost perestroika, a peace-sounding event that would be unheard of in communist philosophy other than to deceive us. Now, who's behind that? Satan is the master deceiver. He's the father of all lies. There's no truth in him. And John 10:10 says he comes to kill, rob, and destroy. Communism, under Satan's guidance, founded by Satan through Karl Marx, the Satanist, has always deceived, killed, robbed, and destroyed. The definition, or I should say the resume of Satan. So now they put us to sleep by perestroika and glasnost and everything else, and told us we won the war. We won the Cold War. Okay? Is your mind telling you, as I'm speaking this to you on the radio tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm a nut because I know that was a guise, a smokescreen, and a planned and orchestrated put-you-to-sleep mechanism? That's what it was. And see, most Christian minds in our churches, they know something's wrong. But if you try to define exactly what it is that's wrong, after years and years of research, 25 specifically, they'll tell you you're nuts. Dr. Stan, how much time we have?
Well, right now you got about 9 minutes.
Okay. I met a gentleman at a restaurant here in Spokane the other day, and he said he listens to your show quite frequently, and I don't know where he saw my picture, but I was at a buffet, and he walked right up to me, and he said, "Are you Terry Cook?" And I said, "Well, are you the IRS? If you're not the IRS, yes, I'm Terry Cook." So he said, "I've been following you for years, and I've been watching your television shows, and I listen to you on Dr. Stan frequently." And I said, "Well, that's great. I hope you're getting something out of it." And here's one of the things he said to me, Dr. Stan. He said, "Well, you had a show not too far in the past with Dr. Stan that Terry, if I hadn't been following you for years, it really irritated me. It really irritated me. And if I hadn't been following you for years and love you as a brother in the Lord, I would have turned you off." And I said, "Well, brother, what was it that I said that so offended you?" And I don't have time to get into it because we talked for an hour and a half at that restaurant and had a great little church meeting. You know, the word church means whenever two or more gather in his name. It doesn't mean a building or a denomination, ladies and gentlemen. The Greek word ecclesia means those called out believers. That's the word, the English word church. So you can have church wherever two or more gather in Christ's name, anywhere. And so much so that I don't even go to these regular denominational churches because most of them are phony these days. Forgive me for saying that if you hate me, okay? And so it sickens me to go into many churches. They're just basically an entertainment hall. And, you know, they have a basketball fundraiser and go to a cakewalk afterwards. And we are living in the pre-tribulational times that are about to smash America. America is about to be taken down hard. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Obama just took down the borders, as it were, and we have hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens, Islamic terrorists, MS-13 gang members who murder people by initiation by whacking off their heads with swords and have 666 stamped all over their bodies. So these people are evil, MS-13, okay? And they're being funded by the drug cartels and trained by the CIA and the KGB. Now, folks, if you think I'm nuts for saying that, get your head out of the sand, okay? If you simply just want to sit around and wait for the rapture, you may be disappointed. And I suggest if you have children and loved ones, you take your head out of the sand, get down to Costco and Walmart, and get some provisions because you're going to be eating them pretty soon. Now, I'm okay. You see, I love you, and Stan and I are here for the Lord. Now, Stan, you're not getting rich. I know you're not getting rich. You're probably barely covering your airtime, brother, because you're such a sweet Christian that, and you tell so much truth that, a lot of people have just withdrawn from supporting ministries that tell the truth anymore. And that's the way Scripture says it will be. So we shouldn't be surprised. Nevertheless, it still hurts us economically because we can't do what we would like to do if we had more financial support. But there we are. That's another sign of the end time. So ladies and gentlemen, we are about to be blitzkrieged by the communists. And if you read the headlines today of what Mr. Putin, the head of the Central Committee, the head of the KGB, and one of the most evil KGB agents who ever walked the planet before he came to power as the president of Russia. Okay, if you've read his most recent news statement, you have to feel in your gut that Russia is soon going to surprise attack America because Mr. Putin just said that that's what Obama's planning to do. See, I still read about 200 headlines per day, even though I'm not in the ministry full-time anymore. I'm back in business. I have my own business. I'm a business consultant. But I still read the headlines every day. So what did Mr. Putin say? He's expecting that Obama, one of his communist agents, whom he directs in this communist script, as an alleged enemy. They're pals. They work together. So Obama gets his script from the Communist Party directed by Putin, and they play this George Hegel Hegelian dialectic, you know? One's the thesis and one's the antithesis, and they play them together and they get the synthesis, in other words, the merging of the Soviet Union with America. That is what is about to happen. But first they have to terrify us into surrendering. There will be an attack. It's been planned for 70 years. It'll be a surprise attack. You won't know it until you're waking up and the bombs are flying and the airplanes are overhead and so on and so on, and maybe a few nuclear missiles go off. But right now, one of the most recent headlines, Dr. Stan, and I know you read this, is that certain intelligence has been released in the Patriot community that indicates that many of these terrorists coming across our borders in waves now. And that's believed to be the reason why Obama's just basically had the Border Patrol stand down so that all our enemies can come in now and destroy us. So allegedly, according to these so-called Patriot sources, and I believe they're great sources, we are about to experience 100 shopping malls being blown up simultaneously across our nation. 100. That's the target that this intelligence information just spewed across the Internet. If you get any kind of patriotic news streams from Christian patriots nationwide, Alex Jones or whatever, and, okay, a lot of people disagree with him. Okay, he's a good kid. He's trying to do his best. And that's all of us are trying to do. But people just don't want to believe the evil. Alex Jones fully understands it. But he's not the only one. Dave Hodges. You know, a college professor. And he's the one that wrote this article about 100 super malls that are planned to be bombed in the next few months. And I believe he said by the end of this year. Now, for those of you who are expecting the rapture and you go out to a mall between now and, say, Christmas, and it could very well happen during the biggest shopping event of the year, which is so-called Black Friday. Why do they call it Black Friday? That's Satan Day, you know, Satan's Day. But say it happens Thanksgiving or Christmas or October, you know, the celebration of death, the most important holiday Satan has. Are you folks ready for that? Say you're at a shopping mall, you know, and it's several layers high, several stories high, and all of a sudden RPGs go off, grenades are let go, and the building starts blowing up, and thousands of people shopping in those malls during some of the busiest events of the year are killed. Now, what are you going to say if you're in that mall and your children are there and you manage to survive not getting a direct hit or any building materials on your head? What are you going to say to your rapture theory? Oh, now, you know, I just got to tell you, folks, you need to start studying. You need to get your head out of the dirt. You need to prepare for very evil times. Satan wants you asleep. Satan wants to kill you. Satan wants you ill-informed. He wants you to be a worthless, impotent Christian. And Dr. Stan, don't you think that's where America has been led today?
Absolutely.
We have worthless, impotent Christians who look upon men and women like you and me, Dr. Stan, and call us nutcases. I am so sick of it, I could vomit.
Well, our guest has been Terry Cook. We're just about out of time, but I agree with everything Terry is saying. I hope you will listen to what he says and begin making your plans accordingly. Be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Terry, God bless. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty.
We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and basically the program wasn't supposed to go the way it did this evening, but people calling in on the rapture, and I hope that you enjoyed the conversation, but my fear is that an awful lot of Christians are going to lose their faith when the terrible times come, when the terrible suffering comes. And one reason, of course, why suddenly Europe, so many people in Europe lost their faith, was because the people in Germany were absolutely certain they were going to be raptured out before anything bad happened. And Hitler came in and took over. And of course, they went through the terrible bombing there. And basically, when they saw their families killed, they saw their cities in ruins. But they were supposed to be raptured away. Nothing was bad to happen to them. And they lost their faith. And so many people in Europe have lost their faith. And Europe was one time was certainly the foundation, certainly, of Christian faith. It is no longer that way. It's a post-Christian nation. Here in America, we still have an awful lot of Christians who believe, of course, many of their beliefs are misfounded, and our purpose is to try to get people to prepare for the very difficult times. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Christ is coming. I believe that sometime there will be a rapture, but it's probably not before we have terrible, terrible suffering. Make your plans accordingly and help us get the word out to understand the true spiritual nature of the battle that's going on today. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, quite frankly, we need your financial support because it's an expensive proposition, and we have shortwave to pay for, and we have the internet to pay for, and then we have the stations, the networks. We're on 4 different networks, so we do need your help. And if you can help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you certainly will tell others about Radio Liberty and try to introduce you to them, to the fact that certainly they're being lied to by the media. people need to understand the small little subversive group that controls our country and that is dedicated to Satan. They're basically Luciferians, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And the fact that the Christians are not opposing them, I think God is going to bring terrible, terrible judgment on America. I think it's not a matter of if, but when. And basically, of course, because the Christians are suddenly are doing absolutely nothing about the fact that the Central Intelligence Agencies is funding the ISIS. You doubt that? Go open the internet and type in your search engine. A CIA funds ISIS, a CIA funds Al-Qaeda, a CIA funds radical Islam. That's your tax money at work that's over there killing the Christians. And if you think God is going to suddenly sit back and not bring judgment on America and not bring judgment and punishment on the Christians of this country, not for what they've done, but for what they haven't done, because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not speaking out and doing everything you can, you can't not pay your taxes, but you can speak out against what's going on. You can speak out against the fact that our government has been taken over by a subversive group. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book by that title, Brotherhood of Darkness, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have all sorts of 4-CD sets. Now, one of them is Did Hitler Escape? The other is on the war on the Jews, about how we helped and financed the Nazis all during the Second World War. So much. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Send and get a list of all the various 4-CD sets, the other things we have. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until next week, until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. From the mountain.